SBS Radio.
The one constant bane from our listeners that we get is the goalposts are constantly shifting. So someone who came in as a student, you know, back in 2008, 2009, and they've gone through the system, the skills list changes so regularly. And, you know, just getting permanent residency has taken many, many years for a lot of people. But the general bane with a lot of people is that the coalition government is far too tough on migrants. You know, the English language requirements keep changing, the skill lists keep changing, citizenship test has been introduced, processing times have completely ballooned, visa application fees have gone up. What would your message be to the multicultural community, to the migrant community, as minister for them?
Well, as Minister for Multicultural Affairs, I'm always saying that we are the most successful multicultural country in the world. And indeed, today, 28% of the Australian population was born overseas. And we've largely integrated people phenomenally well into Australia. And you compare that to, say, the United States, which is known as the Great Melting Pot. It only has 13% of people born overseas who live in...
With respect, Minister, it's becoming harder for migrants. You see the access to welfare payments and all of that is...
I don't see how you can say that when you actually look at the raw numbers. So last year we had 190,000 people who became permanent residents. The year before, a similar number. This year it'll be slightly down on that, but it's still at very high overall numbers, which is why the proportion of people born overseas who are Australian has actually been going up in recent years. It was just 25% of the population a few years ago. Now it is 28% of the population which is born overseas. We are one of the great immigrant countries in the world. Absolutely, undoubtedly, no question about that.
So, Minister, why change the laws that have been working?
Because we've always got to be adapting to what the present circumstances are. Now, we have to adapt to the national security challenges. Now, they have changed fundamentally over the last decade or two. Everybody understands that. We've now got a rapid increase in the number of people who aren't speaking the English language or don't have the capability to speak English, and we're rapidly approaching 1 million people in the country who don't have any capacity to speak English. Now, that then puts pressure on social cohesion, and we know from the data, as I was explaining before, that that means your chances of actually getting a good job and being able to make the most of your time and your life in Australia are diminished. So we'd want to address that. We're constantly making adjustments to the skilled migration program because we want to bring in people who can fill the skills gaps rather than necessarily bringing in tens of thousands of people into occupations where we already may have many Australians who can fulfill those jobs. Naturally, it will be adjusted from time to time to take into account the present day challenges as I've outlined.
So you believe the coalition government is not tough on migrants?
I think the record shows that we have welcomed as many people into Australia as than probably any other government in terms of the yearly intake of people who have become permanent residents and then subsequently we go on to become citizens of this country. You know, we want the best and brightest to come to Australia. Our whole country is built on migration. You know, my parents arrived here just before I was born, you know, came out here on a ship from Scotland. And the Indian community, particularly in the last, as I say, in the last decade, we've had hundreds of thousands of people who have successfully migrated to Australia. They've made it their home. They're contributing enormously to the Australian fabric, and I think they'll continue to do so.
Very final question, Minister. The parliamentary inquiry that has just started today into migration and especially migration agents and the education agencies, what do you hope to achieve from that?
So this is a parliamentary inquiry rather than a government inquiry as such. And it'll be done on a bipartisan basis, and in essence it's looking at the quality and standing of migration agents, of which there are obviously thousands in Australia, most of which do a very, very good job, but we do know there is some fraud and misconduct which has gone on in the past as well. So that committee is going to do a full inquiry into the migration agents profession and come up with some recommendations to ensure that we still have high quality migration agents, that we can stamp out any misconduct that might exist, and so that they can still help people into the country as they have been doing.
Alan Touch, thank you very, very much for being so generous with your time and for bearing with all of my impertinent questions.
Not at all. You have some very, very good questions, and I know that many people have asked me those exact questions as well, and I think that I'm certainly happy to come back on again at any time.
We would love to have you in our studios when you're back in Melbourne next time.
Well, next time, Manpreet, I'll do it live in the studio rather than me having to call in from Canberra where I am today because Parliament's in session. So
I could hear the bell ringing.
The bells are ringing, fortunately. Originally, it was the Senate rather than the House of Reps,
right.
So I didn't have to interrupt the interview.
Thank you so much for your time. Do appreciate
Good on
that.
You. Thanks so much.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.